The test for the right of abode in Hong Kong is that you need to show that you've been continuously and ordinarily resident in Hong Kong for a period of not less than 7 years, and that any absences from Hong Kong in that time need to have been of a merely temporary nature, as evidenced by what you leave behind to return back to at the end of each temporary stay abroad. So, to get to the heart of your question, there are a number of issues that need to be factored into the mix. The first is the time away from Hong Kong. If it has been more than a few months, then arguably you're going to have a really good explanation as to why you have spent that time away from Hong Kong. And more importantly, as part of that explanation, be able to demonstrate that you still had continuing intent to remain settled in Hong Kong throughout that time, and therefore an analysis of what you had left behind to return back to will definitely fall into the mix. And because there's not a great deal of facts available to me on the question, it's difficult for me to particularly drill down on how your circumstances might be perceived by the Immigration Department at the point of you making your application and progressing your claim for unbroken continuity of ordinary residence. But that having said that, you also need to possess a residence visa in Hong Kong throughout all of that time. So if you have finished on your student visa and have not yet moved into the realms of the privileges under the immigration arrangements for non-local graduates as a fresh graduate, then effectively, as I read your facts, it seems that when you come back to Hong Kong, you're coming back as a visitor. So you've effectively relinquished a residence visa, you've exited Hong Kong, you may or may not have left behind proof of your intent to remain settled here, and for all practical purposes you've given up your residence visa and now returned to Hong Kong as a visitor again, and now you're going to be making an application to adjust your status from visitor through to an employment visa predicated on the immigration arrangements for non-local graduates. Again, because you've had a break in your formal sort of back-to-back residence visas, that is, you haven't gone directly from a student visa into a visa issued to you under the immigration arrangements for non-local graduates, there's another question mark there as to the state of your mind at the point of you making your exit from Hong Kong to attend to matters that you needed to take care of back in your home country. So, I mean, all things considered, usually if the break in back-to-back residence visas results due to what I've called a state of administrative flux, then normally the Immigration Department don't hold that against you, and it tends not to break your continuity of ordinary residence. On the ROP 145 form, which is the application form for the right of abode that you will be completing subsequently, there is a section that you complete to indicate any absences from Hong Kong that have been more than 6 months. You're offered an opportunity to explain what the purpose or what the reason underlying that absence from Hong Kong was all about. If it's less than 6 months, you don't have to expressly state what the reasons were for your time away from Hong Kong. But that notwithstanding, there is still an assessment of that time away from Hong Kong by the Immigration Department to ensure that you have maintained your intention as regards your settlement throughout all of that time. So for all practical purposes then, you've got a little bit of a sort of a job of work ahead of you going forward. And in the final analysis, it will all depend on what the Immigration Department make of your explanations at the time that you make your application, and what evidence you've got to show that even though you did temporarily depart, it was your intention to depart temporarily, and that the subsequent pattern of your behaviour and what happened immediately in the wake of your return to Hong Kong demonstrated that you had good reason for not being here during that time, and as soon as the circumstances overseas terminated such that you could get back to Hong Kong to continue your settlement, then you may be able to carry the day with the Immigration Department. But not clear cut. It will all depend on the exact circumstances of your situation. Okay, I hope this helps.